A group of women is training to ski from Russia to the North Pole without using sled dogs for support. Nicole Walton of member station WNMU reports the trek, scheduled for early spring, will be the ultimate test for some of the women who say they've led mostly ordinary lives.
10 women from California, Michigan, Montana, and Canada have joined together to try to reach the goal of skiing to the top of the world completely under their own power. The effort is sponsored by a group called Women Quest, which is dedicated to challenging women through outdoor expeditions. While previous polar explorers have used ships or dog sleds, this will be the first time an all-female team will ski to the pole, hauling its own supplies and backpacks and pulling its own sleds. Team Captain José Auclair has been to the pole before. She says while Arctic travel is becoming more commonplace, what these 10 women are attempting is truly unique.
We have to stand very proud and say, yeah, a bunch of women ski the pole, and I can tell you something will make big news, especially in Siberia, because anything to do about the North is very much a man's world, not a woman world.
The trip is scheduled to begin from a Russian ice station on Siberia's 88th parallel in mid-April. That's when the ice is thick, but the sun is likely to shine. Moisture and wind are the women's biggest enemies. Sweat freezes instantly. Team member Frida Wara is filming the trip for a documentary and says skiing 150 miles through foreign territory is daunting.
We are in an environment totally different from anything that any of us have experienced. 24 hours of daylight, not a tree in sight. It's wind and it's light. I mean, snow is my favorite toy. But I don't necessarily know what miles and miles and miles of endless snow look like in the landscape, and how that affects you mentally.
If all goes as planned, it should take the group 2 to 3 weeks to reach the pole. José says living on snow makes performing even small tasks a time-consuming process.
You get up in the morning, you have breakfast. The breakfast always take a while because you have to go and dry your sleeping bag, put your sleeping bag outside, let them dry in the sun. It takes about 2 hours just to get everybody going and awake and fed. Put away the tent, then start skiing. We will do about 5 to 6 march, which is 5 to 6 hours of skiing with about 15 minutes of break every hour.
Making dinner is another 2-hour affair. Then the women go to sleep and repeat the routine the next day. One-way radio communication will allow the women to summon a helicopter from the ice station if a serious problem develops or after reaching the pole. Training for such a rigorous schedule includes taking part in cross-country ski marathons and lifting weights to build upper body strength. Today, they're skiing on the shores of Lake Superior in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. With hands and stiff, heavy gloves, the women are using ski poles like picks, feeling their way across the icy rock, yanking on sled ropes to keep them from getting stuck behind. While most team members have non-physical jobs like teaching, psychology, and finance, they're all in good shape. 51-year-old Lynn Bartley is the team's oldest member, but she says keeping up with team members in their 20s has never been a problem.
I know I have the perseverance, and I have experience, and that means a lot.
The trek is likely to cost more than $15,000 per person, and since Women Quest is a nonprofit group, the team is looking for personal equipment sponsors and seeking donations from individuals. In such a large-scale venture, José is focusing on her commitment to bring everyone back safely.
I cannot predict the future. Okay, but I know something. I don't intend to have anybody swimming. I don't intend to have anybody coming back with black finger. We'll keep a good eye, Jen and I, on everybody.
The women want to be seen as role models for young girls. They say they'll demonstrate the importance of relying on other team members, to the point that they pledge to reach the North Pole together or not at all. For NPR News, I'm Nicole Walton in Marquette, Michigan.